Blog Talk Radio.
Hi friends, this is Carol Ann Parisi, your Empowerment Diva. Thank you for joining me here today on our great edition of Awaken to Empowerment Radio. So how you doing with those goals? It's still only January. How you doing with those goals? Do you finally get a plan for that business? What does that ideal life look like? That ideal relationship? How's your weight and fitness going? Well, you know what? We are your source right here for hope and conscious solutions for these transitional, tumultuous times. You know what? It's time to go from transition to transformation. It is time. It is time to awaken to consciousness. It's time for inspiration. It's time to awaken to timeless truths. It's time to go from that transition to transformation. It's time to set your soul free. It's time for a paradigm shift. It's time to be fearless. It's time for peace, love, empowerment, and freedom. It's time for you to create your ideal life. Discover your destiny and purpose. Welcome, freedom-loving souls. We're going to talk about entrepreneurship, wellness, holistic health, fitness, life-enriching discussions, solution-driven discussions. So, thanks for joining me. Buckle up, sit down, relax, get a cup of coffee or chai or whatever you're drinking. I'm drinking matcha tea lately. It's fabulous. Got it at Costco. And it is pretty good. So lots of the antioxidants and nutrients. Been doing that turmeric coffee, my special sauce with it's a blend of ground cacao, maca, turmeric, cinnamon, hemp, nutmeg. Delicious, fabulous, antioxidant, anti-inflammatory, good stuff. So on the holistic health path, something very interesting. Parsley, the cancer prevention powers of parsley. Yes, the humble little leaf. Parsley's volatile oils have been shown to inhibit tumor formation, particularly in the lungs. The activity of parsley's volatile oils qualifies as a chemoprotective food. The flavonoids in parsley have been shown to help prevent oxygen-based damage to cells. Parsley is an excellent source of vitamin C and A, important for the prevention of many diseases. Parsley is also a good source of folic acid, one of the most important B vitamins, and therefore important for cancer prevention. In two areas of the body that contain rapidly dividing cells, the colon and in the women's cervix. So there you go. There's some information on parsley, easy to grow. You could grow your own in a window, and you could throw it in anything, and it is fabulous. It is fabulous. So start taking a look at some parsley. Have you been exercising? I've been doing a little bit of yoga. I really haven't been such an exercise diva, even though I am a certified personal trainer. I just have not been really good about that. I've been doing yoga, though, so I haven't been doing a ton of other kinds of exercise. Walking, yes, 11,000 steps at least a day, 11,000 a day. Fitbit, if y'all don't have a Fitbit, I got to tell you, for me, it is just such a phenomenal tool for fitness because, walking, we all know how to do it. You could do it in your daily routine as you go to the store or, running to get the kids parked further, especially when the weather is nice. So that's a little fitness tip. Walking is great. We've talked about it many a time. you know, hopefully everyone has written down their goals and their purpose. Remember, you know, your clarity of purpose is such a key. It's a wisdom key to go ahead and create your ideal life. So you really need to get that clarity, that clarity. Remember, we've said clarity is power. Clarity with action is superpower. Your clarity of purpose for this time, what are you doing? It doesn't mean, I mean, and the greatest thing is once you start doing it, you write stuff down, you declare it by speaking it, and then you decree it by writing it. Once you declare and decree and you start writing it down, it starts getting easier, and you can start mapping out your day, and your productivity level will zoom, and this is especially good for salespeople and any type of business people, entrepreneurs, small business owners, and moms. Moms, let's be real. I mean, you got a crap load of stuff to do between doing your laundry, doing your grocery shopping. You know, making lists and then checking them twice is a fabulous thing. So just some really, you know, good habits to get into in this early part of the year is writing stuff down and writing down those goals and writing down that vision for all areas of your life. You know, I do have something and that I created. It's called the Diva Success Journal. And I probably want to go ahead and start recreating it again for now, maybe do an online version. But it just is very, very helpful. And it helps you track everything and, you know, all of these empowering life principles that we discuss on the Awaken to Empowerment show. So the United States government shut down. How's that working for us? I'm thinking it's great. How about, you know, we need to empower our military. We need to empower our children. Okay, I get that. But you know what? Do we need all of this extra government stuff? You know, we need to make America America again. We need to make America great. You know, I was thinking about, I'm a child of an immigrant, and my mom came here on a boat just before World War II, thank God. They may not have gotten out. They may not have made it, right? But they came here legally, and they followed the rules and the process, and it's a struggling process. You got to take medical tests and all kinds of things. And, you know, I'm born here, and I take this citizenship, I have taken this American citizenship for granted. And yes, I know we're a global society. I love traveling across the world. I've been to Africa. I've been to different, you know, European countries. Love London. London's got a great vibe. But we're a country of laws. And if you come to a country and immediately break the law by coming to this country illegally, are you going to really be a law-abiding citizen? It's like, you know, it's like meeting a guy of your dreams and finding out he's got a girlfriend or he's married. Well, if he's doing that to somebody else, he could do that to you. I just think we really need to have a meaningful discussion on immigration. But, you know, that's, you know, you can't have that news on 24 hours. It makes you crazy. But, you know, we do have to be aware of what's going on. And you know, I was talking to my son yesterday about doing some investing. And you do need to be geopolitically aware if you're investing in, you know, one of his friends is, you know, investing in Bitcoin. And you don't need, like, millions of dollars to throw millions of dollars. So that's more stuff for Financial Freedom Friday. But my point is, you need to be aware of what's going on. You need to have and formulate your own opinion. You need to have enough information to look at the whole thing holistically and formulate your whole opinion. But you can't ruminate on what's going on in the world because, quite frankly, you know, you can't control anything. The only thing you could control is your mind, your thought, your attitude, and you can create your own greatness. So get that clarity of purpose. Now, we were doing the Motivation Manifesto, and we're going to get right to that now. And you might want to grab a paper and pencil because we're going to start reviewing a little bit of what we did. But, you know, we did have all those great principles of the Declaration of Personal Power. And, you know, we shall meet our life with full presence and power, reclaim our own agenda, defeat our demons, advance with abandon, practice joy and gratitude. Shall not break integrity. We shall amplify love. We shall inspire greatness. We shall slow time. So we are free men and women, and freedom from fear and envy and any type of, thing that is holding us back, any negative energy, because remember, negative energy, we're the high vibe tribe here, and when you project positive energy and positive thoughts and you have a purpose, your life is going to change. So personal freedom and our goal, and this is from the book, means living freely by crafting a life on our own terms, being free in the moment from oppression. Oppression of past hurts and present anxiety. Set yourself free. Set your mind free. Remember, you can't change any of what's going on. You can just change your thoughts and your attitude and your actions, right? Being lighthearted and spontaneous. Being a free spirit. Courageously speaking your thoughts, feelings, and ambitions with those around you without concern about acceptance. Be who you are. Be here now. Enjoying our free will to pursue abundant happiness, wealth, achievement, and contribution. Freely loving whom we choose with passionate abandon. Standing freely on our own, professing and protecting our ideas and integrity. Serving a mission that we have chosen. Fighting to give our children a foundation of such freedom. Building in their hearts the will to live as they choose, so they may meet oppression with courage and opportunity with a virtuous intent to contribute. To contribute, okay? Now, from the book here, it says, can anyone deny that these things are all human desires to strive for? The call for individual freedom, as great as human drive, has been expressed for centuries by revolutionists, humanitarians, philosophers, and spiritual leaders. We have heard its essence voiced as the inalienable right of humankind to think for ourselves, to speak our minds, pursue our happiness, seek peace and prosperity, and to sing our own conception of the divine without the conformity imposed by small minds or our own small mindlessness. Outside of tyrants oppressing their people through fear, this common argument is made across the most modern cultures, political movements, and areas of human study. Each of us, every individual, ought to have the right to happily and peacefully, lawfully, move our lives forward without fear or hurt or imprisonment or arbitrary social constraints. As long as you're within the law, as long as you are serving, as long as you are doing things with integrity. See, when you break the law, when you sneak into someone's country, that is not coming from a place of integrity. But as long as you come from a place of integrity and truth and justice and righteousness and lawfulness, you are free to be, do, have whatever your heart desires. You could think. Thoughts are things. We become what we think about most of the time. You can create your ideal life as long as you do it with integrity. Okay? We have no room for tyrants. And we inherently know that when controlled by others, our life loses its flair, and we are cast into melancholy and mediocrity. So true, so true, so true. If you ever had a J-O-B with an oppressive boss, oh, my God, the pits. Without such striving for individual freedom, what becomes of us? We relinquish our free will to society of strangers that speaks not of liberty and courage, but of conformity and caution. Groupthink. You are a free soul. We do not deploy groupthink. You need to take the time and be aware of what's going on and think freely for yourself. So take some time today. Write down your goals. Open your mind to prosperity. Take the time to do it. You can do it. You can create your ideal life. Cleanse your mind. Open it to prosperity. Go create your ideal life. Remember, thoughts are things. You can be, do, have whatever your heart desires. We become what we think about most of the time. And you can create your ideal life. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Thoughts are things. This is Carol Ann Parisi with Awaken to Empowerment Radio. We'll catch you back here next time. Until then, peace, love, freedom, peace of mind. Get control of that life. Clarity is power. Clarity with action is superpower. So catch you back here next time on Awaken to Empowerment Radio. We're going to check out with Boston and Peace of Mind and be the change you wish to see in the world. Your ideal life awaits you. Peace, love, freedom, and empowerment. Be high five.